The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, delighted to speak to Britt Carter from ABC and the Netty Life. Britt, what a SSN final we saw at the weekend. Thunderbirds obviously being crowned champions. What a win over Vixens, 61-40.
Yeah, well, it was a lopsided game, but it was also the biggest margin we've ever seen in Super Netball history. So 21 goals. I think even though it was quite one-sided towards the end there, most people are pretty happy with the result, knowing that the best team of the season got there in the end. It was pretty fitting of the season we had here in Australia. And unfortunately, the Vixens just no match for the Thunderbirds. It's crazy to think that these two were the best teams we had all year, but there's such a big difference between one of them and the other, and yet they made it through to the grand final and one could be better by 21 goals. It's quite an incredible difference, so kudos to the Thunderbirds.
I was watching it along with, 10,000 people in the arena. You were there. Quarter two was the big turning point, would you suggest?
Yes, the game blew out of the park by that point. So Vixens were up by one at the first break, and it was pretty similar to what we saw in the major semi-final between these two teams. And so you thought, oh, Vixens are here to play, they've got some ascendancy here. And then by the second quarter it was like, no, any hope of that is gone, because the Thunderbirds just put the foot down. And part of that was changing LaTanya Wilson. She started in wing defense and moved into goal defense. And that's another move that we saw from coach Tanya Opps in the second quarter of the major semi, and it had the same effect. So as soon as she put the two Jamaicans there in the defensive circle together, my goodness, nobody could stand a chance. So I'd hate to be any team facing Jamaica at the Commonwealth Games, because they are going to be very tough.
Are they in our group? I don't know if they're in our group or not with Australia and England.
No, they're in a different group to Australia and England,
thank goodness,
and South Africa. Yeah, yeah.
Tanya obviously made those defences changes early, but they were definitely key, weren't they?
Yes, absolutely. It made the difference. And again, we saw that in the major semi. So good on Tanya for recognising that she needed a little bit of something different earlier on. And I think something we've seen over the last 4 years is not only the Thunderbirds as a fantastic team, but Tanya Opps really come a long way in her role as a coach. And, you know, we look back to the first 4 seasons she had with that club and they couldn't finish any higher than 7th, 2nd last. And now look at them, 3 titles in 4 years, every grand final they've got to, they've won. So she has come a long way in terms of her tactics and understanding her team and the limit of her players. And she's really good at knowing when to pull the trigger on those changes. So throughout the regular season, we didn't see LaTanya Wilson swing into goal defense until the second half. And at the same time, we generally see Georgie Hoare just swing from wing attack to goal attack. But yeah, we just got to the finals and she recognized that we needed Laddie in the circle a little bit earlier, and that's what's happened, and it's paid off for them, because the Vixens in both the major semi and the grand final just had no way to correct course once that change happens. They just were no match in the circle for LaTanya Wilson and Shamira Sterling-Humphrey, and that shows too in the fact that LaTanya Wilson was the player of the match. So look, I think the Vixens have got a lot of thinking to do, particularly about their shooting circle, because they just don't seem to be able to overcome the Thunderbirds in these grand final matches, and particularly in that goal circle.
I'd suggest, at least, it was almost like they went from being quite composed to just scrambling around really in literally a couple of minutes.
Their self-belief is something they've really struggled with in the last 6 weeks, I'll say, maybe more. So they were flying high to start the season, won 9 straight, and then they suffered their first loss in round 10 against the Sunshine Coast Lightning, and from then on have been really shaky, like only won a couple of games since then. They've lost about 4 or 5. Yeah, so it's been pretty fascinating to see what's happened to their confidence, and I think a lot of this battle against the Thunderbirds in the last 2 games they've played have been more about what's going on between their two ears, you know, in the head, than anything else, really. I think that they could have put on a better fight, but unfortunately once they were challenged in the second quarter of both matches, just didn't have the mental fortitude to fight back the way they should have.
These games are pretty relentless from the start, but Thunderbirds' pressure carried them through.
Yes, the defensive pressure when you face this team is just immense, and you can see a great side like the Vixens even crumble underneath it. So I think it really speaks to the way that they put the pressure on and don't let up, as you've said, relentlessly throughout the entire 60 minutes. And that also comes down to the depth of this team. So maybe when you start to feel a little comfortable against their defensive players, then you see a Tanya Ops make a switch and you think, oh, okay, I'm not prepared for this. Like, how do I get out of this now? So we also saw Sophie Casey come off the bench in wing defense, and I really like that. I think the young South Australian has brought a lot to the midcourt too. So, yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing about the Thunderbirds is you have to be good defensively to play for this team, and their assistant coach, Kathy Fellows, everyone raves about her defensive mind. She's actually the head coach of the Australian under-21s team as well that won at the Netball World Youth Cup. So Kathy Fellows really is the mastermind behind their defense. And I interviewed Elmarie Vandenberg last week, and she said one of the things she's been working on her game is defensive tactics and strategies. And you think, okay, she's goal shooter, why does she have to think about that? She's barely going to have an opportunity to even defend the ball. But it just shows you that the Thunderbirds have such a focus on defense, and it is what strangles teams.
Let's look at that big question. Based on the consistency throughout the season, really, were they the right winners?
Yes, right winners in the end. Absolutely. I mean, I know they were beaten once by Vixens back in round 6, but to be the team who had only dropped one game all year, they were more successful than any other side. Absolutely deserved the minor premiership, and so I think absolutely deserved to win the grand final as well.
And what does this title win do for Thunderbirds next season?
Well, a lot of us in Australia have been running with the term dynasty, because as soon as you win 3 premierships, you can kind of class it as a dynasty. So they're actually in a dynasty now, and it will be interesting to see if they can continue with that success. The other thing you have to consider is here in Australia, we have the CPA negotiations still going on. So nobody can sign any players yet. Nobody can even have non-binding discussions yet with players that they'd like to sign for next year. So that makes it really tough, because if they've just won another premiership, you would think that some clubs would like to go after their players and try and poach them. But yeah, Tanya Opp said she wants to try and keep this group together. So we'll just see how that plays out. But you could imagine someone like a Matilda Garrett, a Lauren Frew, Sophie Casey, a Taylor Williams, who have really demonstrated the Thunderbirds' depth this year in terms of they're only getting half a game because Tanya's rotating through her full team and keeping the pressure high and injecting something new and just keeping fresh legs on court and all of that. But it does mean that some of the starting players are only getting to play half a game, and some of the bench players are only getting to play half a game. So maybe other clubs would come to them and say, I can give you a full game if you come to my club. And it will be interesting to see whether they will go for that or whether they'll stay with a winning side, which seems to be working, you know. So the other thing we need to talk about is that the Thunderbirds, by winning a third title in this era, are now more successful in the Super Netball era than they have been in the ANZ Championships era or the CommBank Trophy era. And previously, the Thunderbirds were thought to be like a more successful team of the past, and now they've brought that to the modern game. So, yeah, it really shows you that they are a team over the course of history that has been able to find success. But there have been some tough years that their members and fans have had to stick through to get back to this success now.
Literally a quick mention about Jamie Lee Price at Mavericks and just the season that she's had.
Yeah, well, she was named club MVP, wasn't she?
Yeah, that's the thing.
And high on the net points here too throughout the season. So, look, I think she was going to be an obvious choice for their MVP. And in her first season at that club, she has done excellent, wonderful things for their midcourt. And she's always been a stellar player. So we're expecting her to play well at the Commonwealth Games as well, given the form she's had for the Mavericks. But yeah, nice to know that she's gone down to Melbourne and moved to be with her partner and still able to have impact and be a great player, make that impression.
Britt, thanks as always for your comments, and really handy as well over the course of last season as well, so speak soon.
Yeah, sounds good, Andy. Enjoy the Commonwealth Games.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.